Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we thought Terrell Pryor tweeting at a Rams safety respectfully would be the biggest Twitter beef in football this week. Lions tight end Eric Ebron called Landon Collins a punk on Twitter.
Oh.
And they go back and forth. Welcome to the NFL in 2017.
Seriously, right?
Social media sparring continuing around the NFL today. We're Grant and Danny, third hour underway. Thanks so much for listening on 106.7 The Fan. Remember that a lot of you, as you're traveling around, out and about, getting stuff done at the office during the day and feel like, oh, I'm going to have to miss that segment later when Andy Behrens is getting me ready for the fantasy football weekend.
Nope.
You don't have to. You can just download the all-new radio.com app and you can listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. It is the retooled, advanced, best new app to listen to our show on your phones. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz, shall we?
The Redskins.
Chris Russell. You may know him as the Rooster. You may know him as Slash. You may know him as Slasherini. He's an all-around good guy, and he joins us now on 106.7 The Fan. Slash, are they going to be able to run the ball this weekend like they did against the Rams?
Probably not. And that's, by the way, a lot of nicknames. Good God, that made my head spin. Probably not.
I just forgot Reenie. R-I-N-I, Reenie.
Sir yeah. Rush-a-Lot is my favorite.
I mean, they're going to have to prove to me, that they are much more capable of being consistent in this area before I buy into it. Now, that being said, I think they absolutely should. I think you can have the Raiders a little bit in that run defense area. Remember, Stacy McGee was a big component for them last year. He's now over with the Washington Redskins. How do you neutralize Khalil Mack? Well, you don't try and throw the football 40 times, I'll tell you that much, and let him go one-on-one with Morgan Moses or wherever they're going to line him up, and primarily that will be on that side. So they damn well better. The problem now is, you know, even though Rob Kelly was out at practice yesterday, and I assume he'll be out there today, how good is he going to be? How effective is he going to be if he plays at all, if he takes one shot? Do you lose him early? Can you go back to the well with Chris Thompson and Samaje Perine?
Russell, I have the fear. The fear is from Mario Edwards, and it's from Khalil Mack. Long developing pass plays right now with this pass pro and how long it takes Terrell Pryor to break open, etc. I don't know that they can go downfield. I think they're going to have to at some point. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of this pass rush against this offensive line right now. Are my fears justified?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You should be, because I think you can pick on, hey, remember David Amerson is still with you. I think you can pick on guys if you can make it work. But, you know, we saw in week one more longer developing pass plays, more outside passing game, and it didn't work because the offensive line, as you correctly pointed out, got ambushed, Danny. Last week, much better, but a shorter passing attack, maybe bypassing some things down the field. Again, ideally, you want a nice hybrid, a nice mix, and if you can run the ball effectively enough and therefore use play action to hold those linebackers at bay, maybe make those defensive linemen think for an extra tick or, you know, a half second, three quarters, whatever it is, that opens up some of the intermediate and second and third level passing game stuff.
I'm worried about no Jordan Reed.
Yeah, so am I.
Jay Gruden yesterday didn't give the normal company line. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're going to see what happens here. I'm from Ohio, okay, man? That didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
He just said he's not healthy right now.
Yep.
This is ominous to me, and if they don't have him and Terrell Pryor and Josh Doctson or whatever they are on the outside, that doesn't bode well.
Well, the good news is, I mean, it looked like, you know, Doctson.
Hey now.
D-O-T-S-O-N,
Doctson
got more reps, obviously, last week and was open more. Now, finding him, rhythm, all that stuff, certainly good. We know Jamison Crowder can get more involved, obviously, in the game, but Here's my thought as of today, and it kind of sounds like you guys think the same thing. I wouldn't play Jordan Reed this week, not only because of the sternum, the chest, I've heard it's an SC joint, maybe it's an AC, whatever it is. The bottom line is I would not play him, in addition to the fact that you still got the foot situation, which whatever it is, and whatever they keep saying he's fine, I don't believe them. I'm sorry. Their track record with medicals is awful. Awful. So to me, I would be extra, extra cautious, and hopefully I get Jordan Reed back for Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. And if not, and it would be a tough blow, maybe you give him a couple of extra weeks here with the bye week, and then you get him hopefully totally healthy and ready to go for the stretch run. But I wouldn't play him this week. I'm not a doctor, but they don't handle these situations right, quite honestly, a lot.
Reenie, who is your guy? Who loves you?
You?
Okay, that's right. That's true.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come out to your event tonight and get a wedding ring and
yeah, anyway. If you purchase one, you could absolutely.
Are you making
an
announcement here on the radio,
yeah,
Russell?
No.
Surprise.
That's really funny.
No,
but here's what I wanted to say. Yeah. The Dotson thing used to drive me nuts. We're over that.
I know.
There's a new one.
Uh-huh.
There's a new one.
Uh-oh.
Samaje Perine.
What did I do?
You call him Samaje Perine. Like Ryan Kerrigan?
Uh-huh.
Do you know about that?
Oh, so am I supposed to call him Perine?
Perine is his name. There's no Ryan there.
Whatever.
Yeah, just say his name like you've been saying it real quick so Danny can hear it.
Samir Nayanaja?
Samaje Perine.
Okay.
That's his name.
Ryan, right. But you've been
doing...
Tommy can pull it from when you said it earlier in the segment.
Wait a second. I mean...
You've been saying Samaje Perine every time you've come on the show with us.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. We hardly know him. Let me just be me, and let me be the maniac and the lunatic that I am.
You're my guy. I need you to respond to the text message I sent you yesterday at your earliest convenience.
I will. I'm sorry.
It's been a
rough go of it for Slash Rainey.
It's all good. Christ Roussel, thank you very much for the time, buddy.
Thank you, Phil.
See you, pal. Let's talk Nats, please, Tommy.
By the way, with Chris Russell National and Bruce Allen, names do not matter.
I would say
that's
names.
What we just learned.
It's Byron Kerr joins us from Meeson. Byron Kerr from Aston Sports covers the Washington Nationals. Byron, this Bryce Harper return, I got the tingle, man. I'm all amped up about it. I want to see him play for the Nationals so badly I can taste it like a delicious grilled cheese sandwich. Tell me how close we are.
We're pretty close. I mean, as you know, as a baseball player yourself, you know, the swing is back. That is no problem. I think the strength is back as well. If he was a designated hitter in the American League, you'd be good to go right now. The question mark now is just running the bases. I think you can hide him in right field defensively. He'll be fine. But his stroke is back. He did a simulated game at the beginning of the week, did batting practice yesterday. No problems with his power, his control at the plate. He's ready to go. They just need him to run and run a lot here in the next few days and get him going. And I'm kind of pegging the Philadelphia series as a possibility of when he will return, and then also into the Pittsburgh series. Maybe not playing every day, but getting some good PT in those series. He loves Citizens Bank Park, has always hit well there. And that would be, I think, the best way. He might even go down to West Palm Beach for a couple of days here while they go to New York and then be ready for Philadelphia.
BK, the chance of this is 0%. We all know it. But I don't want you to comment on that. I want you to comment on if it's an idea that should be considered, even though it won't be. Jason Wirth on the bench, Howie Kendrick in left field in the division series.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that would make sense because of the way Howie Kendrick has been able to hit, the way he's been a little bit more active athletically, defensively, things like that, closer to being completely healthy. But you're right. There's a 0% chance of that happening because it's Jason Wirth. It's most likely his last season with the Washington Nationals. He has pegged this moment, this time, to be back. He wants to win this one for Johnny Baker. And this is the time that they set up for him because of his ability in the postseason. He's always done well with the Nats as well. Remember the 13 or 14 pitch at bat and the monster home run against Lance Lynn. So he's definitely got to start. The only way that he would not, if there's something health-wise, But even if he goes over, he's going to be in the starting lineup, and Howie Kendrick will be the first off the bench. Or, as Dusty said, in a doomsday scenario, if Bryce doesn't come back, then Kendrick will start in the outfield.
Hey, Byron, Daniel Murphy, the expectations we have for him are ridiculous because he set that kind of standard. Hasn't really looked great for a while. Is it kind of the same thing that happened last year as you wore down the hamstring, the glutes, whatever the heck is going on there? Looks like he's in quicksand a little bit of late. Prognosis for him?
I agree. I think he's fighting it a little bit. I remember seeing it in the Milwaukee series, going after pitches that he normally would never go after, the high stuff, and not controlling his at-bats. You know, that was something that Daniel Murphy always did. He always controlled the tempo. He kind of forced the pitcher into finally throwing a pitch that he could connect with. And you know, that was a big hit in the last at-bat last night. Maybe that's a glimmer of hope. But it's a grind. As you know, this time of year, when they get close to 162, it is a grind. He's going to have to battle through it. The hamstring tightness of being very, very careful with that. But the good news is that he got back in the lineup yesterday and was able to finally get that base hit. So we're going to be careful here in the next few weeks with Daniel Murphy. Obviously, he's very critical because he can get clutch base hits, and pair that with the average defense. He's a huge commodity that they need to have in the lineup. And, yeah, he's going to have to fight through it. This is gritting your teeth time for Daniel Murphy.
Byron Kerr, Masson Sports, on our Beltway Blitz. Thank you, buddy.
All right, anytime, guys.
See that you. Is the latest on the Redskins and the Nationals. We'll get back into the Skins and how they can beat the Raiders a little bit later on in the hour. Let's wrap up our calls. If you're still on hold, we'll get to you. If you hung up and you want to still chime in, you can. 800-636-1067. We were discussing the ratings being down in the NFL. We've got some reasons why we think they are. We're getting your guys' thoughts on that on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.